1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
And from Dodger Stadium, a very pleasant good evening to all of you. This is Ross Porter, or Rick Bonet. And the Dodgers are leading the National League's Western Division. Rick, a tremendous showing here in the very, very early part of this year 2001 season.
No doubt about it, the Dodgers will take on a team today. I think they can get well against. Who would ever think, as a matter of fact, that the Dodgers wouldn't be able to show fairly well against a team like the team they're taking on today?
Dodgers today, of course, will be hosting a team of poor, dumb, white trash. And, of course, Dodger baseball is brought to you by bad, toxic junk food. You can certainly get your fill at any concession stand around Dodger Stadium. Bad, toxic junk food. Just have some and feel how difficult it'll be to take a dump tomorrow morning. Bad toxic junk food available now at all food stores and Dodger concessions. And by the entire population of homosexuals in America. This is Ross Porter saying, homosexuality, give it a try. And by prescription-only diet pills. Prescription-only diet pills getting a generation of anorexic girls hooked since 1975.
Well, I'll tell you, the Dodgers playing well in the National League West tonight are going to try and sharpen their skills against a team of poor, dumb, white trash. And these are some of the dumbest, goofiest, white trashiest pieces of crap that you've ever heard of in your life.
A lot of these people are very favorite people, too. You don't want to get anybody wrong here. You know, I like a lot of them. I'm sure you do, Rick.
No, I don't.
All right. Leading off for the poor, dumb, white trash at first base will be Kid Rock. Kid Rock, a real dumbbell. In right field, of course, one of our all-time favorites, Goldie Hawn.
Isn't so much that Goldie's white trash, she just sort of
carries herself that way.
Yes, she does.
In center field, we didn't really think this guy was going to make the club this year. As you know, he was banging around at AAA. He played very briefly for the AAA fairly sophisticated young white people. But he made it up to the big club, the poor, dumb, white trash. That'd be Matthew Perry in center field. Matthew Perry.
I saw the picture of him in the National Enquirer going out to get his newspaper in his underwear.
What, is that a, what, that got you hot or something?
Well, oh, I just thought I'd mention it.
Jesus. At shortstop, one of the grand old men of the poor, dumb, white trash game. Of course, the guy that everybody loves to come out and see, Ted Turner. Be out there.
Catching for the poor, dumb, white trash, of course. A great, sharp, new, young ball player specializes in playing all those garbage pit waitress roles. Helen Hunt.
At third base, of course, an old standby, real garbage pit of a guy, real trash can, real white trash piece of...
All right, who is it?
Hulk Hogan. In left field, she was in jeopardy being sent back down to the urban Italian team, but... She's still up with the big club, still kind of cracking them out there. Really kind of cracking them out there. Madonna, left field.
At second base, one of the great stalwarts. As a matter of fact, in the old white trash leagues, she was good for about 655 home runs.
And a lot of people got to third base, too.
That's real cute.
What?
Very funny, got to third base.
All right, just
forget the jokes. Just let me do it.
Well, who is it?
It's Pamela Anderson, found that you blew it.
Oh, sorry.
And finally, pitching for the poor, dumb, white trash team. A guy you might not think about when it comes to a real good fastball, but this kid has made this ball club with flying colors, Haley Joel Osment. Okay.
You got it, the poor, dumb, white trash, and taking the field, here come the Dodgers. There they are, they're going out on the field. Crowd just sort of went away, didn't they?
Well, they don't like him that much.
All right. And, of course, the white trash coming to bat. The poor dumb white trash against the Dodgers. And on the mound of the Dodgers, Jeff Shaw. Up that plate right now is Kid Rock. Boy, he's a real clown, isn't he?
Look at all that long hair and everything. That guy pisses me off.
Here's wide of the pitch. And there's a ground ball slow roller down the first baseline. It's just going to roll from... No, wait a minute. It's a long drive in left field. It's a... Foul ball. It's very hard to see the lines here at Dodger Stadium. Of course, as you can tell, the late afternoon sun is sort of lighting us.
Oh, bull crap.
Look, Monday, when it's your turn, you get to talk.
Why do you lie to the people, you idiot? You just can't see. You just...
Never mind. A little tough to see the lines here at Dodger Stadium. Although I understand that Kid Rock hasn't had trouble seeing the lines. But anyway, here's my next pitch.
Swung on, there's a long drive into center field. Way back, way back, way back, way back, way back, back up here.
Oh, it almost hit me. That's a foul ball. 0-2 to Kid Rock as the Dodgers take on poor, dumb, miserable white trash that just happens to have money. Here's the next pitch.
And look at that. The crowd anticipated the hit. And it's a base hit for Kid Rock as he's on first base. So Kid Rock gets aboard. Gets aboard with a nice base hit there. And there's one on as Jeff Shaw suddenly is touched up by this bunch of white trash. Look at Kid Rock down there swinging a freaking Hawaiian punch. Jesus.
And he's got the cigarettes all rolled up in the shirt there.
A mullet haircut and everything. Jesus.
That'll bring up Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn kind of surprised early in the year when she was able to make the white trash team, because I always thought she was more of the Academy Award type, but...
She's a little bit on the floozy side, a little loose, a little kind of, she's... She gets me hot. As you know, the only women that really turn me on are trashy.
Yeah, I know that. I saw you last night there in the hotel bar.
Thank you. And we wait for Jeff Shaw to deliver to Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn, 5'6", about 110 pounds. Shaw looking in. Still looking. Will someone tell her to put her clothes on? All right, here's the wipe of the pitch. Swung on. There's a ground ball down the first baseline. Goldie Hawn is... Now she's went the other way. She's going up third baseline, but she's on her way back down to home plate. Now she's going up the first place. Now she forgets where she's going. Now she's running back down to home plate. That's really stupid. Why would she do that? Now she's going back up there to second base. She's driving literally over second base. Now she's coming back to home plate, and she's safe at first. Well, the Dodgers had a hard time getting a handle on that one.
Oh, yeah. Hard time getting a handle. What are you, nuts?
Listen, the Dodgers pay my salary, so I got to say good stuff about them. In other words, I got to make a really easy play, a play that any little leaguer, a play that a blind T-ball player could make in his sleep. I got to make it sound like it really handcuffed the third baseman. Know what I mean? Okay.
Finally!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just remember, I worked here 25 years. Not you, Monday.
Okay. So, Ross Porter, my partner, is losing his mind. Well, there's going to be a little timeout here taken by the Dodgers while Jeff Shaw pulls his pants back on, because he lost a whole bunch of things there on that play. He not only got handcuffed, leg cuffed, he got hogtied on that thing. So while we wait for this timeout, the score is the Dodgers... I'm having a hard time seeing the...
It's nothing to nothing.
Oh, okay, nothing, nothing. Say, listen, fans, September the 1st, come on out to Dodgers Stadium and watch the sprinklers. That's right, the sprinklers will be on that day, and you can see them get everything wet. The Dodgers won't be playing, of course, but who wants to watch them when you can go to Dodgers Stadium and see the sprinklers?
All right, so Kid Rock at first. Kid Rock is second. Goldie Hawn is at first. And that brings up the third batter for the poor, dumb, white trash team, Matthew Perry. Let's listen to the announcement.
Third base, Matthew Perry.
All right, there's a nice little round of applause for him. Matthew Perry. Runners at first to second. Jeff Shaw looking in, looking in. Now he's looking the other way. He's looking in center field. What's that?
Someone's driving off with his car.
Okay, get Jeff's car back. Okay, now it's parked. Now he's looking at home plate. Okay, see, yeah. See, that'll really fool you in the late afternoon sun. It'll be, oh, forget it.
The late afternoon sun. The guy wasn't looking at the catcher.
All right, so he's laying in. Here's the windup and the pitch to Matthew Perry. There's a little ground ball down the third base line. It's picked up there to the third baseman. He throws it back to third base. He's holding on to it. Okay, see, that's a good play because he threw it to somebody. Unfortunately, everyone's safe. Jesus!
Hey, Ross?
Yeah?
Would you stop playing the organ because the...
Oh, I'm sorry.
The time a guy gets over to the organ. There'll be a timeout on the field now as the poor, dumb, white trash has runners at first, second, and third. And the Dodgers with nobody out. And obviously, the Dodgers a little bit bemused here as they take on a team of poor, dumb, white trash. I'm Rick Mundy.
I'm Ross Porter.
Yeah, okay, you can play the organ.
Thanks.
And we'll be right back here on the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Fans, welcome back here at Dodger Stadium. Bases are full. The Dodgers taking on, of course, the poor, dumb, white trash. Whole team of them here, Rick Mundy.
You need nine players, so I guess that's what you mean by a whole team of them.
I'm just saying, they're really... Never mind, you're so... I hate you.
That brings up Helen Hunt. Helen Hunt is the catcher, and Helen Hunt catching for the poor, dumb, white trash. Bags are full of poor, dumb, white trash. Kid Rock, Goldie Hawn, and Matthew Perry at the corners. And Helen Hunt at the plate. Helen Hunt wearing the nurse's uniform she wore there in As Good As It Gets. Helen Hunt wearing the nurse's uniform that she wore in that other piece of crap with Haley Joel Osment. Helen Hunt, she's just wearing a nurse's uniform. Or was it a waitress's uniform?
I think it's kind of, it could be both.
It could be, couldn't it?
I mean, it really could be both.
Although nurses don't wear aprons, now do they?
Well, I guess not.
Yeah.
You make me look stupid?
Well, I think I just did. Could be both. Here's the windup of the pitch to Helen Hunt. Swung on, and obviously it's not doing anything because the crowd quiets down. So that's foul ball, strike one.
Funny how the crowd can anticipate whether the ball is going to, you know.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks.
You don't like me very much, do you?
No, I don't, Ross. No, I don't. I don't like you.
I've been here 25 years.
That's great. I saved a flag from burning at center field Dodger Stadium. What do you think about that?
Yeah, big shot, aren't you? Want to save this from burning?
What are you doing with my wallet?
Give it. Yeah. Yeah. How do you like me now?
You ever do that again?
Yeah, now you're saving stuff from burning.
That's a $100 bill, okay? My grandmother gave that to me. You know, of all the things that you guys do, I hate you for doing that.
You're the guy that started it.
Yeah? You want to come at me? What the hell's going on?
Hey, I don't know if anybody's up to this.
All right, I don't know what happened there, but there's nobody on base. What do you think that was?
I don't know.
Well, what could happen so that nobody would be on base?
I know I heard the ball hit the bat, and then...
Okay, and?
Home run?
You got it.
And you're burning all my money. All right, so home run for the poor, dumb, white trash. 4-0, grand slam against Major League Pitching. Helen Hunt just hit it.
How do you feel?
That'll bring up Hulk Hogan at third base. And I think Hulk, in many ways, is the definition of white trash. Wouldn't you say that?
Well, he is, with the bandana and the hair and the long hair and the Fu Manchu. Everything's like 1975. Oh, boy.
Hulk Hogan. Here's the windup and the pitch, swung on and missed. Okay, so that's strike one. Hulk Hogan, of course, a big guy. I wouldn't say this to his face, but he looks like some real trash down there. Well, as a matter of fact, Hulk Hogan, in my opinion, is so overrated.
And, Rick?
What?
Mr. Hogan's here to talk to you.
So listen, brother, I heard what you did. Thanks a lot, brother. Been taking my vitamins and my commandments.
All right, so Rick Mundy had the crap beaten completely out of him by Hulk Hogan. Here's the windup, the next pitch to Hulk. Swung on and missed, strike two. All right, 0-2 to Hulk Hogan. I don't, Hulk, love you.
Watch him off, brother.
That's all right. Hulk Hogan, of course, a sweet guy. Here's the next pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. So Hogan's out of there. Shaw finally gets him out of there. Oh, wait a minute. What are you telling me? There have been three hits. Hogan, Madonna, and Pamela Anderson. That'll bring up Haley Joel Osment with the bases full. Say, fans, come on out to Dodger Stadium on July 6th as they hose off the parking lot. That's right. You can watch that wonderful vacuum truck going around and around in the parking lot. They'll be hosing off the parking lot. No ball game. Oh, there may be a game. Who cares about that, right? Just watch them hose off the parking lot. It's a lot more fun at Dodger Stadium.
Jesus.
All right, base is full, and Pamela Anderson, even though she's on third base, she's going to come back and bat again. Pamela Anderson, who's at third base and is hitting. And while Pamela Anderson makes love to Chad Kruder, who's the Dodger catcher... Say, fans, come on out on August the 9th as they paint the box seats here at Dodger Stadium, that nice yellow color. You know the yellow ones? They're painting those. I really like those seats, even though I couldn't afford to sit there on a dare. That's Dodger Stadium on whatever the hell date it is, they're painting the box seats. And there's a ghost runner at third base. And let's see, Pamela Anderson. Okay, now she's finished with Chad. They were having themselves a really, really, really good time down there. Here's the windup of the pitch to Pamela Anderson. Swung on. There's a long drive, man. And he gets to first base. She gets to first base. She's at second, and he's at third. I mean, she's at third. He's got his hand. You know what I mean? That's Pamela Anderson at third with a triple.
Actually, it's a double.
Nah, it's a triple.
I'm seeing double.
Ow!
Moron.
All right, Haley Joel Osment coming up. And while Haley Joel Osment, who's only 3'6", tries to get to home plate from the dugout, say, fans, on June 6th, Vin Scully will blow his brains out at his home in Sherman Oaks after listening to a Dodger broadcast done by me and Rick. Yes, the great voice of the Dodgers, a guy who for 50 years has stood for quality and excellence in broadcasting, listens to me and Rick butcher the living hell out of a Dodger broadcast so that the puke and liver bile comes out of his nose.
You know, I'm going to be the next voice of the Dodgers when Vin dies.
You think so, huh? So Haley Joel Osment is at the plate. Haley Joel Osment, he stands about 2'9", all of 12 years of age, acts like he's 30, really gives me a royal pain every time I see him on TV with his whole, it was really great doing the movie. Really thinks he's some kind of a star. Really. Hey, Haley, how about that pay it forward? Good movie, babe. I liked it. All right, Haley Joel Osment. Here's the wide of the pitch to Haley. Swung on. There's a little dribbler to the whatever the hell you call him.
Pitcher.
To the pitcher. Haley Joel Osment trying to leg it out to first base. Jeff Shaw can't find the handle. Shaw's looking for the ball. Haley Joel Osment's running. He's running. He's running. Jesus, come on. I know the kid's small. There he goes. The crowd is going out for a drink. And while Haley Joel Osment tries to find first base, hey, listen, fans, coming up on September the 1st, don't miss it, as the Dodgers won't be here. As a matter of fact, they're selling the team to another broadcasting concern and moving it to San Diego. That's no Dodger baseball.
Is he there yet?
No, he isn't. And listen to the ovation the fans give Haley Joel Osment as he finally gets to first base. What a great, great ball player. I am telling you that in all my years, I have never seen a guy. Oh. So Haley Joel Osment is at first base, and Kid Rock comes up again. And the score so far here, and still the top half of the first inning, is the Dodgers 0, poor, dumb, white trash 10. Wow. Say, fans, come on out to Dodger Stadium.
Shut up. All right, Kid Rock at the plate. Ross Porter on his knees. Here's the windup of the pitch to Kid Rock. Swung on, and there's a little dribbler down to first base. Oh, I'm sorry, that dribbler was on Pamela Anderson. I mean, that's a dribbler to first base. No, that's right. And he makes it, he's safe. So runners at first and second. I'm sorry, I mistook that dribbler for the one that she had. Okay. And that'll bring up Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry, one of the great all-time ball players. You know, years ago, I met Matthew Perry, and he was a guy that...
You want to talk into this microphone right here? Yeah, I'm a groundskeeper. Everybody, come on out to be a ball game. Rick Mundy and Ross Porter dead. Anyway, come out and be, I don't know, some kind of damn thing. They'll be pulling some Mexicans out of a shack or some damn thing like that. Another thing...
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Phil Hendry here, and I just saw Bush on television, President Bush, and he has gray. I swear it's like 100 days. The guy's hair is almost, it's not almost white, but it's grayer than it was when he was running for president. I'm telling you the truth. See, the thing that I want to do is I want to be president because they look so good after 4 years, don't they? People say, well, you're the most powerful man in the world. You're a guy that can, you know, the push of a button, everything. It's like, it all, they almost make it sound like it's the life of Riley, right? And it may be. All I know is what I see. And these guys, after 4 years in office, look like somebody took a baseball bat to them. Don't they? There's not one guy. I mean, with all due respect, I mean this. Reagan, 8 years as president, he's talking to himself now. He can't. He doesn't know if he's sitting on the toilet or it's a rocking horse. I, you know, seriously, and I don't mean to be disrespectful. Guy was president, and now he's like, hi, Mr. Mailbox. You know, hi, Mr. Mailman. Yes, Mr. President, how are you? Do you have any mail for me from, like, the, yes, we have some Washington things, sir. Okay. I mean, it, you know. Are you President Reagan? Yeah, sure, that's what they call me. Humperdew. Yeah, okay. We have some mail here for you, sir. Ooh, White House. And he starts taking a crayon and smearing it and everything. Come on! That's no good. That's no way to live. Jesus. And Carter, after that whole... Did you ever get a load of Carter after he was president? And now all these guys are alive, but... They're not the same guys, you know. Carter, just like, he stares into space, and he does, you know, you know, you'll go out of the rocking chair on planes, and he's just, he's got one finger between his lips.
Jimmy?
Oh, what? Yeah, I'm fine. And Johnson, he lived, what, 2 years, and he's croaked. That guy, more than anybody else. You got to be old enough to remember Johnson, but that cat looked like he was dead when they swore him in for the first term. When he first got the whole job after Kennedy was assassinated, Johnson looked like he was, what? Who? I don't understand why. Okay, David Hall, our Vice President of Syndication. David, yes, sir?
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to interrupt what you're doing, but I just got a call in my office. Did you do a baseball game?
I'm sorry?
Did you just do a baseball game?
Yeah, I did a baseball, Dodgers versus
Poor Dumb White Trash.
Yeah.
What is it that I've been trying to do with you for...
Oh, David, are we going to do another show critique here?
What is it that I've been trying to do with you?
But why do we got to do this on the air?
Because, Phil, you force my hand. Every time you do something like this, you force my hand. And you make me call you, and you make me do these things in front of the audience. Because what you do is so egregious. What is it that I'm trying to do with your show? Am I helping you make it better?
We're talking about the...
Am I helping you make...
Yes, yes.
Okay. What are you doing with Dodgers versus Poor Dumb White Trash?
I was making a... I thought it would be funny.
You thought it would be funny. I give you the research. I give you the results of focus groups that we do. I give you the results of outcalls that we make. I give you the ratings. And you turn right around and you spit into the face of your audience. I don't know. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
I didn't think it was going to hurt anything.
You didn't think it was going to hurt anything. Did you see the focus group?
I saw that, yeah, I saw the focus group.
What does it say?
David, I don't have it right here.
Well, who's got it? Has Mike got it?
Mike, bring me in the memo. This is in the middle of my show, is all I'm saying, okay?
I when's the last time I did this to you? Because you insist on forcing my hand.
I got it right here. Here it is.
What does it say?
Results of focus group, 85 to 90% of talk radio listeners are white, education, 10th grade.
Okay. And where are most of them, where do most of them live?
Non-urban areas.
Okay. What does that tell you?
I guess that's supposed to tell me that they're dumb white trash.
I see, this is what you do. You call it dumb. It means they are undereducated, primarily white, rural. Some live in the urban areas, but it's mostly in the lower-income suburban areas. You understand that most of your audience... read the other part.
David, I am...
Read the other part, please.
Most of them are not covered by dental plans. Most of them are not... I mean, what do you want, Bean?
Okay, so what does that tell you?
I guess it tells me that they're undereducated white people who are missing teeth.
That, Phil, in a nutshell, is true. But what you got to do is turn right around and insult every last one of them.
Look, I don't necessarily put together that most people who listen to talk radio are undereducated whites who live in some of the more lower-income suburban areas, and the fact that they're not covered by a dental plan, I don't...
You don't put that together to mean dumb white trash.
I didn't.
No, but now you do, don't you? When I called you up and pointed out to you on the air...
I'm sorry. I mean...
Phil, don't say you're sorry to me. What you've done is it's one more nail in the coffin in which Phil Hendry's radio show is going to be sunk. You get done doing one half hour of a baseball game featuring the Dodgers and dumb white trash. And who are the people you had on that team? Because I listened to that game and I made notes. And
I don't know. I mean...
Come on. Hulk Hogan, Helen Hunt... These are people that are admired by most of the white people that listen to talk radio. And
a lot of them that we throw. Haley Joel Osment.
People love him. But no, Phil Hendry comes on and says that he's poor, dumb, white trash. And so what you have done is insulted 85 to, what's the number?
85 to 90%.
85 to 90% of all talk radio listeners. These are people that love Bill Handel. These are people that... absolutely worship at the feet of John and Ken, but you got to come out and call them all dumbbells.
Can I say something?
What? And by the way, Pamela Anderson is glorified as a supermodel. She's not considered to be white trash.
Okay, I mean...
Maybe you think she is. You think she is? Do you think she is? Yes or no?
No, she's a mother and she...
That's my boy.
She's a mother, and she has children. No, she's not.
Okay.
Can I say something?
What?
I thought it was a hoot that we would have a game of the Dodgers playing white trash because it would just be funny. I mean, the fact that they were getting shelled by a team of people who just, you know...
Who couldn't find their ass with both hands. I understand what you're talking about, but what I'm saying to you is, Phil, every time you do a bit like this, you blow off most of your audience... You alienate the very people that we are desperately trying to draw to listen to talk radio. What do? You alienate them. Now, they're good people. They're white, yes. Undereducated, most of them, yes. And, okay, you want to be a smartass about it? Yeah, they're missing some teeth. It doesn't mean they're bad people, and it doesn't mean they don't want to learn, and it doesn't mean they don't want to listen to talk radio and be informed, because that's what I'm all about, informing and educating people, learning things. That's what talk radio is. But what do? You come on and lift your leg to it. What do you got to say?
I'm sorry, and I know that you work very hard to support me. And I appreciate everything that you do for me, and I'm sorry that I've let you down.
Phil, you don't just let me down. You let yourself down, you let your show down, and you've insulted your listeners, calling them dumb white trash.
I didn't call them dumb white trash.
Do we need to go through it again?
Yes, all right, 85% undereducated, no dental plan. I understand.
What do you think's appropriate now? I mean, because I don't know what to do with you. What do you think's appropriate? I'm serious. I'm asking your advice, because I don't know what to do.
Let me just say to my audience, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you by the dumb white trash baseball game. I know that many of you are hardworking. White trash.
You don't call them that, okay?
I mean, you're white people, and you're good people, and I'm sorry. And I,
You know what? You know who's stupid here, don't you? You know who's stupid here, right?
Yes.
Who?
Me.
That's right. You're an idiot. You're a stupid idiot because of what you just did. You might as well have just unzipped and let loose all over your show today. Yeah. Bad, isn't it?
Yes.
What do you do now? You got to give the phone number or something?
Yeah, I got to go into a break.
Do it.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. David G. Hall, the Vice President of Syndication, has joined me. We did a bit at the beginning of the show. It was a baseball game featuring the Los Angeles Dodgers versus a team of what I probably unfortunately characterized as poor, dumb, white trash. I'm joined by David Hall right now because I sincerely want to apologize to any white people who are not educated or whatever. And I understand that undereducated whites make up the majority of people who listen to talk radio. I did want to say one thing before I take a phone call here, David. I had dedicated today's show to my grandmother, who had passed on yesterday.
Well, that's over.
And I'm going to ask you, out of common decency, why?
Out of common decency? Because you have insulted the vast majority of people who listen to talk radio by calling them dumb white trash. I would like you to dedicate today's show to them.
My grandmother, David, died yesterday. She was one of the most meaningful people.
She's your grandmother, correct?
Yes.
Grandmothers die. They're old. What you did on the airwaves today...
I said that I would, at her funeral, said that I would...
Getting angry, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, now you know how I feel. Take a phone call.
I was going to dedicate this show...
Take a phone call, Phil.
Stevie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to know that I didn't listen to the... I didn't catch the parody thing that you did, but I just wanted to let you know...
It was offensive, ma'am. It was very offensive.
Can I talk, please?
Sure.
I did hear the gentleman who's your boss who called in and everything, and I understand, you know, everybody makes mistakes.
That's true,
you know, and I would just hope that, you know, I am an employer, and I strive... understand when the people that work for me make mistakes.
Here we go.
And apologize for it. And you know, it takes a big man to say that over the air. And I'm already proud to know you.
Excuse me, Stevie. This is David Hall. I had to push him into that.
I'm sorry?
I had to push him into making that apology. Okay? I'm the vice president.
I had
to come on and humiliate him.
In the first place, you should not have called him on the air on that.
Well, he called that. The vast majority of people that listen to talk radio are white and undereducated. And no, they don't have dental plans. He came out and called them all dumb white trash. Every manager of Wendy's thinks they can run a radio station. This is the deal that gets me. You know,
this lady didn't say she runs a Wendy's.
I did. All right, but whatever. What do you do, ma'am?
I own a plumbing company.
Oh, well, a plumbing company. Jeez. Look,
yes.
I'm in the broad... No offense. I'm playing for big stakes here. This is the broadcasting business. And when my employee comes out and insults all the people that listen to talk radio...
Are you sure everybody that listens to talk radio is an undereducated white person with no dental work?
Yes. Yeah, that's... Well, okay, Stevie, you work in the plumbing business. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, really?
So, well,
I don't know. You know, I make $200,000 a year, and all my teeth are fine.
No, not yours, but the guys that work for you.
Never mind, okay?
No, Stevie, how many guys work for you, you can stand the smell of their breath?
And never mind, okay?
You know,
I said, I'm not talking to you, Phil. I'm talking to the listener.
I'm not falling into your trap, see?
I meant that seriously.
I don't care what you think about people's breath or how much they make or how educated they are. I was calling Phil. Okay.
You know what, Stevie? This is Phil Hendry. Let me say I appreciate. Thank you. If I offended anybody, I do. I do apologize.
And I'm proud of you.
We're trying to give John and Ken a big welcome this week. And what's he do? He insults 90% of their listeners. And by the way, Stevie, I bet your dental plan sucks. I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
See what you do. You insult, but then you say I'm kidding. You insult.
No, I'm not insulting. Am I insulting you, Stevie?
You know, I just don't care for you anymore.
I'm telling you, right? Tomorrow morning when you walk into that plumbing office, take a whiff of the first guy's breath that comes to the door.
Okay, look, Steve, I'm going to let you go.
I'm talking to the listener.
I'm going to let her go right now. I got to move on.
I'm talking to the listener. Did you hang up?
Yes, I did.
The next time you hang up on a listener without my permission, it's going to be a firestorm of crap. You understand?
David, she was...
Do you understand me?
Yeah, I understand. I go to a call?
Go ahead.
Betty?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes.
I just have to say I commend you for listening to this individual at the other end.
I'm his boss, ma'am.
My boss would ever treat me in that fashion, especially with an audience listening.
But I happen to be his boss.
I don't care if you're his boss. My boss would never treat me like that. Betty,
I wanted to say something.
Phil, shut up for a minute because I'm talking to the lady. Betty, this is David Hall. I believe Phil wanted to dedicate this day to his grandmother. She died tragically yesterday. And I wanted him to do that until I heard him dumping on every white person that doesn't have any teeth. Okay?
I don't think that has anything to do with this.
Well,
personal situation with the loss of his mother, grandmother.
His grandmother.
His grandmother.
Yes.
That is a separate issue. If he wanted to do whatever piece he wanted to do,
right,
that's his decision.
I wanted to dedicate the day.
Well, you're not gonna. You're dedicating
but
this day to
the
dumb.
But the way you're treating him is unbelievable. I listened to him. I was not offended. I wasn't. I'm not poor white trash or so-called white trash. I listen to...
Sure, sure.
All right?
Yeah.
I listen to the program,
uh-huh.
Not every night.
Sure,
I wasn't
not white
offended.
Trash.
I thought it was kind of amusing.
Well, you know something? A bus went off a cliff up here in Northern California that had... how many kindergartners, Phil?
There were 50 children on board.
And you wanted to dedicate the show to them today as well, right?
Yes, I did.
Well, it's over.
Those children died...
I don't care. I don't care if they died. You offend the good talk radio listening public, you're going to apologize. Say you're sorry to this lady.
Betty, you heard me say that I was...
I heard you apologize.
Say it again.
Fine with me.
Do it again.
You didn't have to go overboard, and you didn't have to stick a knife into this man. This is your employee.
Do it again.
And I think you went overboard. And this should have been done privately and not on the air. That is not professional. And if you think you get you probably get a high out of doing this to your employees.
I get
on the
a
air.
Little bit of a thrill.
I can't
yeah.
understand that.
It
just goes against anything that I've ever heard.
I get
and
a little.
I've never called a radio show before, but I couldn't. I couldn't help it. I had to call.
Well, Betty, I appreciate
you appreciate her support. Phil, you're going to lose Pabst Blue Ribbon as a sponsor because of your baseball game. The number one beer. Enjoyed by these white people.
A lot of people drink beer, and they don't have to be white trash.
Not Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Betty, I have to take a break. I appreciate very much.
Say you're sorry to her.
I'm sorry, Betty,
you
if I offended
say,
you.
You said it once, and that was enough.
All right.
Do you drink Pabst Blue Ribbon, ma'am?
I don't drink at all.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.